We're talking the Chiefs defense, and this was one of the best parts of the team this year. They only allowed 331 yards per game. That was seventh in the league, and especially effective against the pass. They were second in the league against the pass.
No 50-yard completion, no 300-yard passer, only 17.6 points per game, second best in the NFL. That ain't bad.
No, and I think a big part of that was because of linebacker Justin Houston.
We'll start with the number five play from the defense. You knew Justin Houston was going to be on here at least a couple of times. And it was his strip sack of Peyton Manning on Sunday Night Football against the Denver Broncos.
Manning on third and three. Pressure! He's hit! The ball comes out! The ball's out and on the ground! Kansas City's got that football! Justin Houston came in and just stripped the ball from Manning from his right.
Pete, on this play, Houston beat the right tackle and brought down Manning, who we know is one of the hardest quarterbacks in the NFL to get on the ground. Now, Houston's ability to bend the edge once he gets to the top of his pass rush is one of the many reasons he's one of the two best defensive players in the entire NFL.
And now we're going to go for number four to week number four. I think everyone's favorite game, Monday Night Football. It's 34-7 Chiefs. Patriots are on their own 26 facing third and four, and they need to start something.
Under pressure of the middle picked. It's picked off at the 35-30. Headed to the near side. Hussein Abdullah, 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That was the only Chiefs pick six of the year as the Chiefs steamrolled the Patriots 41-14.
That was a great moment. And Pete, when we sat down to do this concept and to go over these plays, the one play that stood out to me and I said this has got to be in our top five was down in San Diego, the play from rookie cornerback Phillip Gaines in the end zone on third down.
Rivers slapping his hands, wanting the snap. Takes it from Orenberger, looks left, fires over the middle, knocked down by Phillip Gaines, his biggest play, the rookie swats it down.
With the Chiefs holding a 20-14 lead early in the fourth quarter against the 5-1 and one of the hottest teams in the AFC, San Diego Chargers. On this play, Gaines knew he had help to the outside with cornerback Sean Smith, and he wasn't going to get beat up the seam. He stayed on the hip of his guy, receiver Keenan Allen, and looked back at the perfect time to knock down the pass. Chiefs leading just 20-14 at the time. That was a huge victory on the road and a fantastic play from a young cornerback.
Right, and now we go to number two. We're going to head to week 11, Chiefs and Seahawks at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs start the fourth quarter down 3 points, but after a touchdown by Anile Davis, they lead the Seahawks 24-20. And that's when this game and this fourth quarter turned into one of critical fourth down stops. After the Chiefs stopped Marshawn Lynch on third down, the Seahawks line up for fourth down in the shotgun.
Takes the snap, Wilson looks left, fires a pass and overthrows the intended receiver. It's incomplete. No flags! Kansas City holds again!
Later on in the quarter, the Seahawks get up to the Chiefs' 36-yard line, 4th-and-1, number 2.
Lynch gets it up the middle. He is hit and driven back. He is driven back. I think the Chiefs held him. Lynch goes up the middle and gets stuffed.
Hey, maybe running Marshawn Lynch isn't the right play. Too soon, you think?
Malcolm Butler doesn't think so.
Again in the fourth quarter, this is the last chance for the Seahawks. The clock is running, and on third down, the Seahawks throw an incomplete pass, so the clock stops, and that leads to this 4th-and-19 play. And I'm going to shut up so you can listen to the crowd on this one.
24-20 Chiefs. Russell Wilson down to this play. Wilson back to throw, under duress, chased by Holly. Late throw, and the pass is incomplete through the hands of the defender. And the Chiefs hold again. And this defense, like firefighters of the Chiefs' kingdom, defend another fire with holds at the 2, the 36, and now to end the game.
Just an amazing fourth quarter effort by the Chiefs, and the Chiefs win at Arrowhead 24-20.
For those who have been paying attention, there's one moment that we've kind of been building towards as the top defensive moment of the season, and that's because one of the most revered records in Kansas City Chiefs franchise history was broken in Week 17 against the San Diego Chargers. Justin Houston needed just 3 sacks to become the franchise leader, and early in the third quarter, Houston broke the record in a way that would make Derek Thomas smile.
Fluker back in at right tackle for the Chargers to throw. Rivers is in trouble again. And now the ball comes out. The ball is free.
We got it.
Kansas City's got the football. Rivers turns it over. And Justin Houston will get credit for the sack, the strip, and the fumble. He is now the all-time single-season sack holder in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Pete, that was not only a special moment for Justin Houston and his whole family, but that was a special moment for Chiefs Kingdom to see the record broken in such a poetic way with Derek Thomas being known for the strip sack, being the all-time leader in franchise history for it, but also because of the way that Houston celebrates honoring a teammate.
Right, he lifted his shirt to reveal the number 29, and if you look at this defense this whole year, you could tell that even after Eric Berry left, he was with them the whole time. Those are your top 5 defensive plays.
65 toss power trap.